Hi, everybody. It's Dawn coming to you from out of the spiritual closet with Dawn and the angels and the Akashic. And I'm coming with another podcast this week. And for this week, I want to talk about what does it mean to be out of the spiritual closet? Because that is the name of this podcast, right? And I started this podcast late last year, middle of 2023. And we're getting close to almost our year anniversary together. But really, I don't think that my sentiment has changed during the time. I just think I've become more clear on what it means to be out of the closet. So being out of the closet means, for me at least, that I am comfortable expressing my true and authentic views on life and spirituality, and the tools that I use to support my daily physical, mental, and spiritual being, growth, existence. So, what does that mean for me? And if you've been with me for any amount of time, you may know that I used to be in corporate. I was a mid-level management, with many people reporting to me. And I think that appearances were probably important to maintain the position that I was in. And so that only, that position was great, but then it also had its drawbacks because in a corporate position, I wasn't always allowed 99% of the time, allowed to be my compassionate self. Now, my business self, my mental acumen, that was all rewarded. Crunching numbers, working through procedures and processes, that was rewarded. But there was very little room in that role in corporate America, at least for me at that point, there was very little room for compassion. It was always about the bottom line. And I do understand that a business needs to make money. But what it really highlighted for me was that couldn't we work together to understand and to accept everybody's beliefs and be kinder to each other and still make money. I didn't think that to make money, you had to be cutthroat. I didn't think to be successful, you had to have no empathy, compassion, right? And so for many years, for me, I stayed in the spiritual closet because it was really hard for me to reconcile this compassionate, loving side of me with this side that had to follow edicts and laws and bottom lines of that corporation. And I worked for a good corporation, right? It wasn't a bad corporation. They paid their employees well. We worked in nice buildings. But, you know, I really wasn't allowed to express my beliefs in any way. And so with that came more hiding, more of turn it on, turn it off, very divided, right? And so that can work for many people. You know, they may have religious or personal beliefs that society doesn't align with. And so they keep that to themselves, right? But at a certain point for me, it was too disconnected from my real feelings. And so with that said, it became harder and harder to follow their edicts when you knew that it was going to be so devastating for other people. So that's a little bit about what being out of the spiritual closet means. It also means that I no longer justify who, what, and how I believe to make other people feel comfortable. And I'm certainly not going to shove it down like, hey, read my book on how I like to do this. No, not at all. But I'm also not going to hide what I believe in, right? And if you look behind me, if you can see this on YouTube, you know, I have singing bowls, I have drums, I have crystals all around my office. I also have angels around my office. I believe in angels. I love crystals and the energy. I have saints around me. I have angels around me. I have my tarot cards around me. And so my point is that in the old days, you would never have seen this room unless I knew you accepted that, right? But nowadays, I say, this is who I am. This is what I believe in. I would never try to make you believe in what I believe, but I'd be happy to share my story and my experiences. And really and truly, for many of us, when we've hit our darkest hour and, you know, didn't know which other way to turn, our spirituality has helped us to get back to the light. So that is my little podcast about what it means to be out of the spiritual closet. Please share with me what it means for you to be out of the spiritual closet. Is this something you're comfortable with? Is this something that you feel like you have a big enough community to help support you? Or do you feel all alone? If you feel all alone, please come join one of my communities, or there's a wonderful group of like-minded people that will accept you just as you are. So anyway, have a great rest of your day, and I hope to talk to you all soon. Bye-bye.